Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Jewel Spock talks with his wife of 55 years, Nancy Spock. The Spocks have been members of First Presbyterian Church since the day they first met. As a young couple, they left for Brazil as missionaries, which began 25 years of work there. Today, they count their blessings and reminisce about the path they've traveled together.
Well, Nancy, while we're talking here, can you think of any one thing special that would be the happiest thing?
Well, the day we married, when each one of the children were born, and I remember what a surprise it was when you were elected moderator of the church, and goodness, I mean, we've just had so many wonderful experiences. God's been so good to us.
Yeah.
What is your happiest one?
I ask you that question, but I'm not real sure that I can tie down the happiest moment. The only thing I can think of that might have the greatest impact on my life was during the Second World War, because my plane got shot down. And I landed in the Mediterranean Sea. And then as they began to come out and shoot us and kill us, why, I escaped. And I had this real experience of feeling the presence of God through prayer. And from someone who didn't pay any attention at all to what Christian faith was about, I really came back to things that I think my family had tried to get me to be serious about when I was much younger. And that led me, as I got captured, to a prison camp over in Poland. And I guess the greatest impact on my life was there in that prison camp. We had a Scot who was the chaplain. And as he began to share to all of us there, it wasn't just me, but amazing how many people really, through the experiences they had gone through near death, and realizing what's important in life, that, well, at least for me, that Scot, well, he led me to really understand. That had this impact on my life. That when I returned home, I tried to do things a little bit differently from the way I'd been living before and ended up with you. That's how I found you. There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't have found you if that hadn't happened. And I guess that looking back, when we decided to go to the mission field, and I decided to join you to come here to this church to be a member, was the beginning of a profound and wonderful series of experiences that were just very few people ever the opportunity to have in their lives. And, it's been good to visit with you, Sugar, have this visitation together. And we do thank these folks for letting us do this. This has been great to have this chance.
We had a chance to just sit down like this and rehash.
That's right.
And rethink.
Isn't it, though? And to reminisce. It really, really is. And,
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.